through communications. Whether activated for a severe weather event or a local event such as a marathon or bike ride, the utility value and versatility of the amateur radio service is enjoyed by communities around the country. One critical aspect of coordinating the communications is the role of net controller. These key volunteers bring order to chaos and flow to information. It is a specialized skill that requires development, practice, and training. On February 1st, Connecticut volunteers in the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, held a training session. That session drew dozens of radio amateurs from around the state to a packed room inside the Newington Volunteer Fire Department. The half-day course, led by ARRL Connecticut Section Manager Douglas Harafanowicz, WA1SFH, was dynamic and participatory. George Papp, K1YBO, is a controller for the Western Connecticut Westcon Traffic Net, a part of the ARRL National Traffic System, NTS. It serves to flow messages in, out of, and throughout the state, and to serve as a training net. He was excited to see the high number of attendees. We always encourage new people to step up to volunteer for the net, and this helps provide a pathway for them, he said. In the training, Shahir Afanowicz highlighted examples of needing a robust group of trained net control station NCS operators. When a black sky event takes place, it is rarely limited to an 8-hour shift. We will need trained NCS operators not only to provide for initial shift coverage, but also we will need relief NCS operators to cover following shifts, he said. If you'd like to get involved as a net controller, talk with your local ARRL emergency coordinator or district emergency coordinator to express interest. You may also find NTS net resources in your area at nts2.arrl.org. The Hurricane Watch Net, HWN, founded on Labor Day weekend 1965, is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. Net manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, reports that HWN is preparing for what could be yet again an above-average hurricane season, and that needs more amateur radio operators to help. We are starting early in this year's preparations and looking to add more net control stations to our roster, said Graves. We're looking for dedicated new members willing to train to become net control operators, NCOs. While being bilingual is not a requirement, being fluent in Spanish and English or French Creole and English is a plus. While HWN membership is required to serve as a net control station, radio amateurs do not need to be net members to participate as HWN reporting stations that provide observed or measured weather reports or relay assistance as required by the
American Radio Relay League News will continue in 20 seconds.